There is no legal pathway to citizenship that exists right now. I hear from a number of people who say, well, why don't the dream kids, the dreamers, why don't they just apply for citizenship? That pathway does not exist legally. And that is why it is important now for us to craft a comprehensive legal pathway to citizenship.
The comprehensive immigration reform Castor wants would be based on 9 principles. It would require undocumented immigrants to register, learn English, pay taxes, and submit to a criminal background check. It would try to keep families together and expand on the new program allowing people who were brought into the country when they were young to get a pathway to citizenship. Castor said it would attract students and professionals to strengthen the economy and include these other principles.
Includes a balanced workable solution for the agriculture industry. 6, ends exploitation of U.S. immigrant workers. 7, ensures smart and reasonable enforcement that protects our borders. 8, establishes a workable employment verification system. And 9, renews our commitment to citizenship to ensure all workers pay their fair share of taxes, fully integrate into our way of life, and bear the same responsibilities as all Americans.
One immigrant who would benefit from comprehensive reform is Nancy Palacios. The honor student recently graduated from Hillsborough Community College. Last summer, President Obama let young people apply for documentation if they had been brought to the country as children. Palacios received what's known as deferred action for childhood arrivals status, but she wants a more comprehensive approach.
My youngest sister was approved first, then my next sister, and I was like, oh my gosh, like what's going wrong? Like, why am I not getting approved? Why, you know, I have everything that it takes. Finally, like a couple of months later in November, I was granted deferred action for childhood arrivals. I was granted my work permit. I now have a work permit, a work social. I now have in the state of Florida a driver's license for a year. But that's not enough.
Palacios says that program is just a band-aid and comprehensive reform is needed. Lourdes Villanueva is president of the Florida Immigrant Coalition.
I see these mothers day in and day out coming and leaving their children with us and not knowing they're going to come back to pick them up because they don't know if down the road they're going to be a traffic stop, and that immediately leads them into deportation. We have many families that have been torn apart, and I don't think that's American. I don't know what's happening.
That scenario isn't unheard of. Last night, a prominent immigration reform activist in Arizona named Erica Andiola watched as Immigration and Customs Enforcement took her mother and brother from their home. Villanueva criticized the idea of being worried about immigrants as security risks. She said they can actually enhance security.
And I know that we are all very concerned with Homeland Security. And I am too. But I think that Homeland Security needs to start with our food. Where do we want our food produced? I would rather eat Plant City grown strawberries where we know how they are grown with all the regulations in place so that we are going to be safe versus importing our food from somewhere else that God knows how they are grown.